Hey, this is Ray, a low vision artist. This comic is called Embodied. In hindsight, unlooked for change appears and disappears. We can feel small, inner movements in any moment. This is a sketch of my hand holding a pen. My hand holds a pen, and I make a dot on the page where there wasn't one before. Now I turn the dot into a curved line. I am starting to create the shape of a person's hand. My smaller hand sketches the outline of a bigger hand. Next, I wiggle the line shape into a foot. This is the main character's foot. In this story, the main character is me, and it also could be you. The line we're drawing becomes a person lying on their back. They are in a posture of rest. Notice, in your imagination, where you or I might be lying down. How does it feel? And, as we start to get comfortable, here comes change. Inevitably, something happens in our story. How does unwanted change feel? How does it sound? In this story, a change wave hits. It's rough. It's jagged. During the early months of the COVID pandemic, I lose vision. My sight goes blurry, then flashy, then blobby, then dark. Here, a clenched fist crumples paper into a ball. After a first eye surgery, I must stay face down for weeks. Face down all day and night. We are all sheltering in place, and no one can visit. We are all stopped. I stay prone. Even here, the person we've drawn now lies face down on the floor. I am uncertain and grieving, lost vision and work and connection. Also, the collective ruptures, the people we miss, the care we miss. This requires surrender. The body becomes the ground. And yet, even when we're locked down and lose so much, movement finds us again. Movement finds me. It finds me through songs. Songs and audio messages are a lifeline after my first eye surgery. Friends record nature sounds, stories, meditations, and even a nightly podcast. The body begins to ripple and revive. As we begin to revive, our story changes direction. It is not identical. Our body heals in undulating lines. The next page flips over. The inside of the figure we've drawn is empty, yet full of potential. Go, go, go. And I am drawing myself. We find our way into the curved shape of a ball, quietly resting head to earth. Facing upward again, I lie on my back with knees diagonal to chest. The outside line and boundary of the body is stabilizing, steady. I start to stretch long lines of arms and legs up toward the sky. My hands and feet reach into the space above and the space beyond, lifting. In time, we kneel on hands and knees in an oblong shape that can transform into many possibilities. The figure is still, pausing, reorienting for change. We can feel lots of small inner movements embodied. What goes on the next page? A dot becoming a wiggly line? A friend reaching out? What is moving in you? This comic is called Embodied, and this is a self-portrait. A few endnotes about the design of Embodied. Embodied is an audiographic memoir comic of change and adaptation. The artist, that's me, encourages the reader, that's maybe you, to follow the unfolding process narrative. And so, I also invite you to become an artist and main character. Here's how it works. In the sound recording, process narration moves the listener forward in time by pacing events, bringing autobiographical details and descriptions to the storyline. The reader can interact with the drawings in any direction. Without text, high-contrast images in a symbolic, minimalist style use medium-heavy black lines to emphasize body postures and shapes. Separate text mirrors the process narration. In the physical comic, pages unfold into a small accordion zine. Raised lines and braille add to the tactile experience of holding the comic, and a QR code links to my website with audio images and text. Story art, audio, design by me, Ray Lanzarotti, a low vision artist and somatic teacher. Thank you, Accessible Comics Collective, jurors, and funders of the 2022 Accessible Comics Competition. Love and gratitude to Carol, and many friends who sent sounds and listened. This is a selection of sounds and friends' messages from when I was face down during recovery after eye surgery.
Hello, whoa, 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 it's me. I've been wondering how you're doing after surgery. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about how things used to be before COVID.
I'm sending you a little nature, and we are thinking of you and sending you lots of love, and so are the birds and the bullfrog.
And for all of your sight, your outer sight and your inner sight, which has had a lot of time to sharpen,